The head coach of the Golden State Warriors, brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. Steve Kerr joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, thank you very much. A lot of talk about DeMarcus. DeMarcus was just talking about you looking for a certain breakthrough in practice. Coach, what was the breakthrough that you were looking for?
Well, he just looked like he had his conditioning where it needed to be. You know, he's been scrimmaging for the last month or so, and I would say the first 3 weeks, you know, I didn't see the level of conditioning that it was going to take to play in an NBA game. And then over the last week or so, he's just been sprinting the floor and getting up and down and looking much more like himself. And you could tell that he had reached a different level. And so I think we're ready to put him out there and, you know, see what happens right away.
Steve, are you more excited about playing him just to see what he can do, or more excited about playing him just to end the questions about when you're going to be playing him?
Yeah, exactly. It has gotten old being asked all the time, but you know, we've had our mind on this for a while. Obviously, he's a big addition to our team, and you know, we've had plenty of time to think about it. But at some point, you got to do it. You got to put him out there and work through the inevitable kinks and try to iron everything out and go forward. So it's exciting.
And I believe you said today, starting lineup or bust, huh?
Yeah. He's a guy like that. You start, you know, you just automatically put in the starting lineup. He's an all-star. He's been in this league for a long time. He's extremely talented. And so we'll see how his role as we go and what combinations of players we play with him. But to begin with, yeah, we just throw them right out there for sure.
What's the fewest amount of dribbles you ever had on 43?
I think I did it on seven dribbles one time. Great. Four dribbles, right?
As you look for new things to either admire or be in wonder about as you coach this team, where does four dribbles on 43 rank just in terms of absurd stat gathering?
Well, it tells you a lot about our team, you know, because the ball moves so well. I think 34, but it tells you about how we operate, how we play, and how well Clay moves without the ball and how much confidence he has in everybody else getting him the ball. But to me, it's the best kind of basketball to watch, you know, when the ball's moving and it's not exactly being dribbled over and over again and the players are working together. And so I love it. It's very pleasing to the eye, but it's also the best way that we play as a group. And so I thought the whole team played a big role in Clay's big night.
A prolific amount of threes made in that Sacramento game. As a matter of fact, it's a record. 47 3-pointers taken by your team alone. It took 45 threes to beat the Knicks on Tuesday. Is this you adjusting to a faster pace, or is this you saying to your players, you know what, Steph, Kevin, shoot more threes?
No, I haven't said one word to them. You know, the what we talk about all the time is getting great shots. And when Steph is in the lineup, we're going to naturally take a lot more threes, just not only because he will take them, but because of the pace that he generates too. But if Steph's playing and we're playing the Sacramento Kings, and trust me, there's going to be a lot more, because they're playing at the number one pace in the league, and they're playing with four shooters on the floor and spacing everything out. So that's just the nature of the game when our team plays theirs this year, for sure.
I've thought that one of the worst questions that has been asked of you and your coaching staff over the last week or so, or really month or so, is, have you guys thought of how you want to use DeMarcus Cousins? And of course, Steve, you and your staff, it's literally your job to think about these things. I can't think of anything that you've thought about more than this, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's our job. And but, you know, you can draw everything you want up on a board and it might look good, but it may not work. So you have to experiment with things. And we've got lots of different ideas, you know, ways we want to play them, sets we want to run, combinations we want to see. And but inevitably, you know, we have to see it, and it will take shape on its own as he gets comfortable and he gets into a groove.
Do you always refer to him as DeMarcus, or do you ever call him Boogie?
No, he's DeMarcus to me.
No Boogie, no, not even a Boogie slip?
Nope, just DeMarcus. I'm his coach. You know, I have to maintain some sense of authority. I can't bring myself to call him anything else other than DeMarcus.
Is it true you demand all your players refer to you only as Mr. Kerr?
It's actually Steve, but that's all right.
Mr. Steve Kerr to you, ladies and gentlemen, right. Warriors head coach here on 95.7 The Game. Indulge me just a little bit, because we were talking about three-point shooting all week long and how, you know, the NBA is, you know, the evolution, the evolution, it's here. We're looking at it. And I went back to your playing days, like 95, 96, 96, 97 seasons. Over those two seasons, Steve, you took a career high 2.9 threes per game. You did that during 72-10. The most amount of threes you ever shot in a game was 12. You did that once during that season. And I was just thinking, like, suppose Phil Jackson and Tex Winters had been the first to the three-point shot is an evolution, and they asked you to take 150 to 200 more threes that year. And you're not taking shots away from Jordan or Pippen. I'm talking about taking shots away from Dickie Simpkins and Jason Caffey and Bison Dele and Robert Parrish. Like, are you guys 82-0 if you're shooting 150, 200 more threes a year?
Probably not, but I appreciate you overvaluing my ability. That's very nice of you. But, no, you know what? I mean, that was just the way it went back then. Most teams were about like we were. You know, you had maybe three guys on your team who routinely shot threes. And I'll bet if I had to guess, I'd say as a team, we took maybe 15, 16 three-point shots a game at the most. So it's just a different era, a different time.
Is there anything that would regress the three-point barrage faster than allowing hand-checking again?
I haven't thought about that much. But, yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. I think the league is very happy with the state of play, the state of the league, the scoring. The rules have been legislated, obviously, to help the offensive player more than anything. And so I don't know that we're looking at anything that is going to slow down this three-point revolution. It's just seems like, to me, like it's here to stay.
It'll be good to get DeMarcus Cousins back next week, because you got a tough part of the schedule coming up. Out on the road is where you will be. 7 of your next 8 on the road to wrap up the month, Coach.
Yeah, we have a long trip, you know, that starts out in L.A., 2 games in L.A. with a couple of days off in between, and then we head east. So I think for 4 more games. I think we're gone 13 days straight, so it's a long time to be away from home, but you know, we sometimes when you go on the road, you get a little better chance to bond. And with DeMarcus coming playing, you know, we'll be out there on the road, on the bus, on the plane, having team dinners. We'll all be together. I think it's actually pretty good timing, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you know, good little chance to get away, a little team bonding. Does it feel that you've played 41 games of your schedule already? Does it feel like a halfway point? I heard Clay say, well, for us, we're more at the one-third point because we like to go deep into postseasons. What do you think about that?
I think he's right. You know, for the last 4 years, you know, we've played, I think, well over 100 games. When you factor in the preseason and then the playoffs, you know, we're up, I don't know, 115 games. So Clay's right. You know, it does feel like the halfway point to me. I mean, we've been going at it since mid-September, and seems about right. And the exciting thing to me is that we're, you know, we've got a decent pace going, but we can play a lot better, you know, and I think we will, especially if we can stay healthy and incorporate DeMarcus here over the next couple of weeks.
Are you already putting together
where we're heading?
Pardon me. Didn't mean to cut you off there, Coach.
No problem.
Are you already putting together your all-star game plan?
Ah. How do you know I'm not quietly cheering for Denver every day?
Ooh! Oh, by the way, we were really looking to break some news on today's show. There it is. Steve Kerr quietly rooting for Denver.
I think this would be the third time if it does happen. In terms of coaching the All-Star game, and it's always one of those things where it's a great thrill and you're honored and you're excited about it, but then you kind of go, man, I could use a few days off.
I bet. By the way, looking for the sets to run, I'd be running alley-oops and threes. I don't know about me, but that's what I would do in an All-Star game.
Yeah, good call.
Thank you very much. Steve, the big story in sports today, other than DeMarcus returning next week, you know, and is there any chance at all you sneak him on the court Wednesday against the Pelicans?
Oh, I guess. I mean, it's really, you know, we've targeted that Clipper game with the idea that it's somewhere in that range. And if Rick Celebrini came in and said, hey, he's ready to go, he can play tonight against New Orleans, I would play him. And there's also a chance that it might be the game after the Clippers against the Lakers if he's not, you know, quite ready. So it's just that's kind of the range, and we've, you know, that's the target game is that Clipper game. But, you know, it's going to be somewhere in there.
So you reserve the right to change your opinion about this next week?
Yeah, sure. Don't I have that right?
Yeah, as Warriors head coach, I believe you do have that right.
Thank you.
Story today, other than DeMarcus's return or his soon to be return, is Kyler Murray. And I'm sure you've heard us talking about it. You can't turn on TV without seeing someone talk about it. Steve, what do you think of a young man who's got the choice between being a major league center fielder or a first round draft pick at the position of quarterback? What would you say?
Oh, man. Well, first of all, what an incredible athlete. I don't know how hard that is to be a pro and two different sports. I mean, how many people have ever done that? Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders. I don't know. I think you have to choose one, don't you, these days?
Look, I can't even do a show and a podcast. Are you kidding?
Oh, man. Well, I'm impressed with him. If you like it, I'd say play baseball. Less contact, you know, longer career. But maybe he loves football. Who knows?
Got to follow your heart, no doubt about it. Either way, you're going to end up a rich professional athlete. Steve, your phone is starting to break up, so it means we're coming close to the end here. Are you ready? It's been a few weeks. Your first of 2019, give me some no thank you. Are you ready?
Of course. I'm ready.
Clemson winning the national championship.
Yeah, give me some.
Alabama finally losing.
Sure, give me some.
Bird Box on Netflix.
No thanks.
Jetpack Racing.
What was that?
So there is a new kind of sport for rich bored people in California, I'm guessing, and they're going to try to start a jetpack racing league.
Oh God, no thanks.
Would you ever try out a jetpack?
I don't think so.
Even over a body of water, I can guarantee you no harm comes to you. Would you try a jetpack?
Probably not.
Wow, I thought you'd be a jetpack guy.
I'm not a thrill seeker.
All right, fair enough. Do you watch The Bachelor? Give me some no thank you.
Oh, man, I have to admit, I was on the couch with that show on. My wife and I watched, and I felt like I needed a shower afterwards. God, is that a little slice of Americana?
How popular is that show in your locker room?
I have no idea.
Do you want to know?
No, I don't. In fact, I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed that I even watched it.
The Oscars are going to be hostless. Give me some no thank you.
No thanks. I'd like a host.
Thank you. As a host, I like hearing you say that, Steve. I really do. Again, we already asked you about Kyler Murray. How about this then? Surprising us against the Pelicans with a little boogie in the third quarter just because. Why not, right? Give me some no thank you.
Sure, whatever. Yeah, whatever you want.
Steve, thank you as always for indulging us. We appreciate your time.
You got it, Damon. Thanks. Have a good night.
You do the same. Warrior head coach Steve Kerr on a whole bunch of things.